Welcome to Mind Body Pause with Charlie Kale. Holistic living for you and your animals. You found your happy place to nurture your connection to animals with enlightening information from the innovators who make their world a better place. This is Mind Body Pause on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, fellow animal lover, Charlie Kale.
Hi, and welcome to Mind Body Pause, holistic living for you and your animals. This is show number 4, Flower Essences for Animals, with Kathleen Aspens and I believe her birds.
Yes.
Everybody is here. All of us, all the animals. I'm Charlie Kale, mom to 2 dogs and 3 cats who are also all here, broadcaster and Reiki practitioner in San Francisco at Energy Healing for People in Pause. I do distant healings as well as in-person appointments because energy transcends space and time. And there's more about all of that at charliekale.com. That's charliekale.com. This is the safe space to honor animals where we will nurture our connection to them mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. And to make this show even possible, I have to thank my sponsor, integrative veterinarian Dr. Ilana Struble at A Well-Adjusted Pet in Pacifica, California. Dr. Struble is the authority on rehabilitating your pet. My German Shepherd checked into rehab there for her elbow dysplasia. She had the time of her life. This is a place where dogs enjoy rehab, but also where my cats go for all the vet care they need right now, which is extensive. Dr. Ilana treats the whole body, the whole system of the animal. That's holistic, not just one isolated part, because as we now know, each area that's out of alignment affects another part that's connected to another part, and so on and so on. And you can find a wealth of information at awelladjustedpet.com. That's awelladjustedpet.com. Now, one of the things I've used for decades as part of a healing protocol for myself and my animals who are all on them right now is flower essence remedies. They're so versatile and so misunderstood. So let's find out more about these magical elixirs, as I call them, from an amazing woman who is more than just a certified flower essence practitioner. Kathleen Aspens created and developed her own line of flower essence remedies called Flora of Asia. She cultivates the plants in a pristine garden sanctuary in Sonoma County, California. Hi, Kathleen, and your beautiful birds.
Hello. It's lovely to be here. Thanks for having me on.
I am loving hearing their words, their singing, their wisdom.
They're my little work buddies. They keep things, the energy really perky in here. And yeah, they're just delightful all the time.
They do. And I'm in awe of your intuitive abilities to connect with plants and nature. And I do want to hear more about all of that. I mean, how you even knew what plant helps what aspect of a person or animal. But first, let's just start with what is a flower essence remedy?
Yes. Like you said, it is really misunderstood. Flower essences are, in essence, a dilute tincture of a flower. So they're much more like homeopathy. The great thing is that there's absolutely no chance for harm. There's no chemistry involved. So it doesn't have an action on the body. So they're totally safe for everybody from little baby puppies to the elderly. You know, the whole family can benefit from flower essences. They're very gentle remedies. You can use them absolutely for everybody. You can use them internally. You can use them externally. They help to balance the emotions. They help to balance the mind, and they really reveal the spirit.
So you're connecting with the vibration of that flower.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yes. That's part of making a flower essence is you're connecting to the intelligence and the spirit of the plant. And that is transmitted into the water as you're making the essence. And then it's available to anyone taking and engaging with the essence.
So how do you use it?
So flower essences are often used, particularly for animals. We'll often put them on a treat or in their water. But also a way that I really recommend for my clients to use essences is to put them on their hand and pet them into the coat. And when you're doing that, you're doing these nice, gentle, calming strokes from the top of the head all the way down the top line to the tail, if the animal likes it. You're really connecting to the whole animal, and you're smoothing them all along the spine, along the primary energy channel. So that's one of the ways I really like to encourage people to use essences with their animals.
And you're connecting to that flower vibration yourself.
Exactly. It's a two for one.
It is. And then with the three of you doing it, well, I'm calling the flower an entity. I mean, you've got the animal, yourself, and then the plant. So it's the three of you.
Exactly.
Wow. I know one thing I do with my animals, I put them on inside of their ears as well. Mm-hmm. And like, yes. I'll spray it on my finger and rub it on the inside of their ears and then a little under their nose on their mustache area.
Oh, well. Oh, yes, and their that would be pads. A good way.
Yeah, and yes, their paw pads too. So yeah. I understood that those were good ways to have them absorb it. And then depending on what it is, I might put a few drops in their water or a few drops in their food.
Yes. And don't underestimate using them around the home. You can make a little misting bottle up with just a few drops of essences with just plain water. Don't leave it too long. You don't want it without a preservative too long, but go ahead and just mist around the house and it will change the energy of the entire home. And very often it's helpful for the animals and it's also helpful for us because we're both really intertwined. Our energy fields don't stop at our skin and we're often forgetting that because our animals are feeling what we're feeling and vice versa. And so if you can kind of work with the whole family and the home, then you can have a lot of good change.
So you said, don't leave it in the bottle too long.
Yes. What I'm trying to get at is if you make up a mixing bottle without any preservative, just water and essences, it'll eventually grow sea monkeys. So, use it quickly.
That's why my vet said to me, are you changing out your animal's water bowls every day? And I said, yes. And she said, well, especially since you're using flower essence remedies in them. And I didn't get a chance to ask, oh, wait, what does that mean? So it would grow something unpleasant if I didn't clean it out, change it out every day. I get it.
I wouldn't think any more than just water would,
Okay.
They're vibrations. So they're not inherently, prone to spoilage. I just want to make sure the water's nice and fresh and clean.
So you could put for a person, a drop of vodka in the bottle. If you were making yourself a great big bottle, either, to spray around or to take a few drops of, maybe a little drop of vodka or something as a preservative.
One thing you can do really simply is just keep it in the fridge.
And that'll
hold it for, at least a week, if not longer. And, just like anything else, common sense, just check the bottle. And if it's starting to look off or it starts to smell funny, we'll pitch it out and make up a new one.
Can I even put wine in it?
After a rough day, there's nothing wrong with a little rescue remedy in a glass of Chardonnay.
You know what? True story. Back when I used to go out with my friends a lot, and this has been a couple decades ago, when we always had our weekend nights out every Friday night and Saturday night, if they come to my house, we would start with a cocktail of something, whether it was, alcohol or whether it was wine. And my friends would always say, oh, let's put your little magic confidence boosters in here, because I had flower essence remedies that helped with confidence.
Absolutely.
And we drop them in our drinks before we went out for the night.
There's no wrong way to do it. Go for it. Yeah, absolutely. Be creative.
So is there any special way you need to take care of your flower remedies themselves?
They're really sturdy. If you're going to the market, a health food store, what have you, and buying the bottles of rescue remedy or whatever other essences you're buying, those little guys are pretty tough. You really don't have to worry about, anything in particular. You can just store them normally anywhere where you keep, other things. You wouldn't want to keep it in the glove box for a couple of years. But other than that, they're pretty tough. You don't have to worry about. Homeopathy is a little more tricky. You want to keep it away from strong smells and, different things like that. But flower essences, these little guys are pretty tough.
Electrical outlets?
Yeah, I don't really worry about it too much, honestly. I think that the flower essences are a connection to the spirit of the plant. Nature is so much more powerful than we give her credit for. And I've just seen miracles in the strangest ways, in the most unlikely ways that nature can really reach out to us. All of our worrying about details and all, every time I do that, when I'm making an essence, nature just goes, honey, it's okay. We got it covered. You're all right. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't worry too much.
Nature does that in so many ways, and we don't receive that message.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. It's true. She's here for us.
Definitely. So can you combine essences? And up to how many do you even want to do that with?
That's a really good question. It depends on for whom you're doing it and how much you know. So a guideline is to combine maybe no more than 3 to 5 different essences together at any time. But that's just a guideline. In my practice, I make larger formulas than that. But that's because I know what I'm doing, and I'm not trying to do too many things at one time. A lot of the essences that I provide in a formula are there to create a structure or to sort of create sort of a holding energy rather than something that's really catalytic. A lot of times when we start doing essences, we're like, I'm going to fix this and this and this. And we kind of forget, let's go slow. Let's be gentle with all of this.
So you could take a few essences if you kind of focus them on one issue rather than thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to cure my whole body at once.
Exactly. Take it, take one thing at a time and take a few essences that really relate to that particular topic at any time, rather than trying to solve everything at once because, Rome was not built in a day. It's best to go slow.
We're talking with Kathleen Aspens, certified flower essence practitioner and developer of the Flora of Asia flower essence line, found at floraofasia.com. So do you ever use opposites to balance it out? For instance, you're using a flower essence to release grief. Do you then follow it up with one to bring in joy?
What an interesting question. I have never practiced that way. That's really an interesting idea. I think that within each essence, there is the whole spectrum. So we might have a flower essence, say wild rose, which is one of the Bach essences, which really speaks to heartbreak, sadness, dejection, but also within it has the joy. So I think essences really can work with you wherever you are on that spectrum, and you don't have to be all the way in dejection to really need wild rose, but taking it will help bring you more towards the balance place, of hopefulness and feeling good about yourself.
Interesting. Okay, because this was a theory I had read from someone who had developed a line of his own. And I thought, at the time I was looking at cost effectiveness and I'm going, oh no, that means everything I want to fix, I have to buy two.
Yeah, that's not a theory with which I'm familiar, but it's an interesting one. And that really is kind of the wonderful thing about working with flower essences is that there's a lot of different people out there doing really creative stuff. And the essences are really ready to meet you wherever wherever your ideas take you and whatever you want to try to do.
So what are some common behavioral situations that you can help your animals by using flower essences?
Well, I think that the biggest topic that people usually come to me with is animals with fear issues. Mm. And you can, I work with a lot of people whose animals are rescued or had kind of traumatic early lives. And so it's one of those things that it's really helpful to be thinking along those lines of what can we do to kind of help ease those earliest traumas. And I definitely use a lot of the Bach essences, especially with the dogs. Using Mimulus is very helpful for any kind of fear, but specific fears, especially with fears of known things, what's the term is, say they're afraid of going in the car, or they're afraid of the mailman, or they're afraid of trucks or something like that, working with Mimulus. So there's a lot of different angles on these sort of basic fears that we can work with. But that's a good, maybe a starting point.
Mm. So if it's something, a behavioral thing like inappropriate urination, you would want to get to the possible mental or emotional cause of that?
You would. I mean,
you would take them to the vet, right?
Yeah, exactly. Let's right. start there. Let's make sure that
that's really
not
where you start.
A physical problem, because you know a urinary infection will certainly cause inappropriate urination. But a lot of times with kitties, when they're having that problem, it's they're responding to a stress in their life, and if it's not proven to be a physical problem like a bladder infection or crystals in the urine or anything like that, then let's start looking at the stress in their life. Let's see if they are feeling crowded, if they don't have anywhere safe to go hide that's their own space. That's kind of what I'd be looking at, and then working with essences to sort of address that particular topic.
And how do you select which flower essences you use for your animals?
Yes. As you know, there are a lot out there.
Oh, boy. And you yourself have 72 different single essences.
Yes.
And then a plethora of wonderful combinations where you took the guesswork out.
Yes. I like to make it a little bit easy for the starters because, you know, if you don't want to spend the rest of your life learning like I want to, I can certainly see how it's much easier to pull a combination, you know, to help you with that. The way that you can select essences is really trying to narrow down what the topic might be. So if an animal is feeling overwhelmed, those are some good search terms to start looking under. And that can start to help narrow down the issue. You know, the Bach remedies have been very well researched over the last, you know, 100 odd years that they've been available. And there are good books out there that can tell you how to start working with them for your animals that are very, you know, tailored to animals. And then you just kind of start moving on. And like you noticed, I have some combination formulas. Now, I didn't arrange my combination formulas very specifically for animals, but some of them certainly have a lot of correlation for us.
If somebody were looking at your website, would they be able to email you and ask for a little guidance if they said, I want to get this for my animal or this?
Yes, absolutely. I'm really happy to talk to anybody. You can find my email on the website. There's a contact form. And also, I designed the site so that it's really searchable, so you can pull into the search box and see what your issue might be and find some essences that might be really appropriate.
Some. I found 100. I was like, oh God, I need the practitioner kit.
It's a little bit like potato chips. It's true.
Again, the website we're talking about is floraofasia.com. Kathleen Aspens, the developer and researcher of floraofasia.com, flower essence line. So what it sounds like is you have to be a little smart about it when you're looking at with your animals, trying to get underneath the cause of what's going on, pulling the fur out, aggressive behavior. I mean, chronic disease, I don't know, you know, coming up, trying to come up with the mental, underlying mental aspect of how to deal with that. Because I know just giving a flower essence remedy isn't going to cure my one cat of diabetes. But
no.
So do I go underneath it and think of how that makes him feel and the stress and confusion and frustration he's feeling by having that?
Yeah, I think that, you know, you're doing a good job of sort of differentiating. You know, we're not working directly on the physical topic. We're working on the emotions that are affiliated with that topic. And we can help those move. We can help the behavioral issues to shift on that. So what I'm going to be looking at is how is he responding? How is he responding to his condition? Because one of the things that Dr. Bach figured out very early on was that you might have the same physical problem, but each individual will manifest different emotional responses to that. So one might become despondent and one might become agitated and one, you know, all these different possibilities. So your cat is the one that we're looking at. So, you know, you're going to be creating your formula and creating your essence choices based on precisely how your kitty is responding.
Very personalized.
Utterly.
Completely. Yes. And I've always said, I've been saying this forever to anyone who is all my friends, that Rescue Remedy, which is a Bach flower essence remedy, it needs to be in their animal kit, needs to be in their emergency kit for themselves and their animals. But I'm sure you have something that would be, you know, similar.
Yes. You know, in my practice, I recommend a lot of the different emergency formulas. The formula that I created, that's one of my mists, is called Centered. And that one I really think of as a type of rescue remedy. It's intended to be sort of a crisis formula when you're feeling stressed and overwhelmed. These mists I created with a combinations of flower essences and then also a little bit of essential oil so that you get that wonderful sensory experience. If you want to use them with animals, it's safe because you're not going to be using it directly in their faces because nobody's going to like that. But you can go ahead and use it in the room, and you can also mist it over the top of them if you're standing, you know, 3 or 4 feet away. Just mist over the top of them and they will just scoot out of the way if they don't want it. So the animals are really good about telling you what they're looking for and what they're not.
It's true. And a flower essence remedy such as that will take the edge off. It won't put you in this false state of la-la land where you're not thinking clearly about what to do next. But in an emerging situation, it takes the edge off and kind of takes that horrible, sharp feeling out of your heart and your gut and helps you think more clearly.
Well, that's the thing, is it helps get you in the moment. Because what will happen in a crisis is you'll start to spin out, you know, your head will go one direction and you'll forget where your feet are, you know, and you'll just kind of lose connection to the moment.
You can't even find your car keys. You know, you've got to get your cat to the emergency vet. And I'm like, where the did I put my car keys? Well, right. I always put them. Hello.
And you start to spin. You know, and you dissociate and you start to spin, you know, all these different possibilities, and none of those are particularly useful in a crisis. So if you can remember to have your rescue remedy or whatever, you know, crisis formula on hand, have it nearby, have it available to you, and just take a few drops, take a moment, take a few drops, and then you can kind of refocus and then do what needs to be done.
Yes, for you and the animals. So true. So this is what I'm dying to know. When researching and developing your line, how did you figure out what plant will offer what to whom?
The plants tell me.
I love this.
You know, part of the process of working with the plants is a state of attunement. And so I'll sit with the plant and just open and listen. And I have a notebook with me and I just start writing down what I'm hearing. And sometimes it hears like a voice. Sometimes it's sort of more subtle than that. But they're really ready to talk to us. It's really only in the last few hundred years that we've decided that the world was not intelligent and full of dead stuff. You know, people through our entire history of being humans and animals, we just knew that nature was intelligent and had something to say and something to share with us and was a partner for us. So it's really just remembering that nature speaks and that, you know, same as like people don't believe that something that your pet can tell you what they need. Really? Well, nature plants can do that too. They really want to be here to help. We just have to slow down and quiet down enough to listen. And I find they speak very clearly and tell me what they're useful for. And once I start researching essence, I've made it a little bit, I start using it for myself. I use it with my clients. Other practitioners are using these essences as through the development process. And it's really interesting to see the different facets of clarity that start to come forward, and I start seeing different angles on the essences, but it all comes together in a picture.
Love it. And it is fascinating and such a gift. Do you have one thing you'd like to leave us with? Because doggone it, we're almost out of time.
Time flies when you're having great time with nature.
Yes.
I really want to share with your listeners that be thinking of working with yourself with essences too. You know, so often we really focus on our animal and we're worried about our animals and we love them and we want them to feel better. But also think that a lot of times, especially when I start talking to my clients, that I start talking about an essence that this is useful for this. And I can't tell you how often they'll say, oh, that sounds like something I need too. Well, yes. Very often the animals and us, we're connected, and we have a lot of matching issues. So when we can recognize that, we can take the essences together and we can both feel better.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you. Kathleen Aspens of Flora of Asia Flower Essences, found at floraofasia.com. That's F-L-O-R-A of Asia, A-S-I-A.com. And thank you, everyone, for hanging out with me on Mind Body Pause, holistic living for you and your animals. I'm Charlie Kale. Check out my Reiki business, Energy Healing for People on Pause, for in-person or distant healing sessions for people or animals at charliekale.com, charliekale.com. And you can find past shows on there as well as my page at Empower Radio. Thanks, Brent Carey, CEO, for being the awesome soul he is. And my producer, Remy Smith, another awesome soul. And my sponsor, Integrative Vet, Dr. Alana Struble of awelladjustedpet.com. Remember, no matter what's going on with your animals, don't beat yourself up thinking you could have done better, because you're doing the best you can. Mind Body Pause is a guilt-free zone. See you next time.